1-800-283, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of our website. All you have to do is log in, which, of course, accounts are free. And then you can submit to the site what you would like. For instance, maybe a YouTube video, a blog post, a news item, something that you found online that you think is pretty useful, interesting, fun, whatever. Whatever you think our listeners would also enjoy, and whatever you think we would enjoy as well. You can do all that over at freetalklive.com. Then once you submit it, it comes up on the upcoming stories page on the website, which allows other listeners to vote on whether they like or dislike what you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our site. So go to freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go into a special guest, actually, to start the show out with. Mark, you put this one together. It was somebody you were going to be having on the Edgington Post, which is your interview series that you've been doing. And you suggested I might want to be here for this because it's about the TSA, being as how this past Friday I was held up at Newark Airport as I missed a plane because the TSA decided to give me a pat-down, a super secret special search, right at the gate, actually. They pulled me away from the gate for several minutes and ostensibly told United to hold the plane. They did not hold the plane. The plane went ahead and took off while I was walking back from being searched. And so you brought someone on board. Who is it that we're going to be talking to?
It's Stephen Frischling, better known as Fish.
Okay, and is he a reporter?
Yeah, he's a reporter with, I think he's an independent reporter. He's got his own blog post. It's Flying with Fish, and you can, or flyingwithfish.com. Can you bring him on?
Yeah, he's right here.
Stephen?
Do we call you Stephen or Fish?
You know, whatever you choose, I've been called Fish since I was 4 years old.
Great. All right. Well, Fish, now, what's the blog all about? Tell me about it.
I've been covering aviation security since September 15, 2001, and I've been covering the TSA since November 19, 2001, about 4 hours before they actually officially existed.
Gotcha.
My blog, however, Flying with Fish, was originally created to help 10 photographer friends of mine travel more effectively, because I used to commute from Connecticut to California 3 days a week, which is a not-so-fun commute.
No.
But I started covering what I used to do, which was about aviation security issues and all other issues. Originally I thought I had maybe 10 or 12, possibly 14 readers ever, and probably my mother in there somewhere. And then I got a call from the New York Times and Forbes and then Good Morning America because I had been interviewing airport thieves, trying to figure out exactly how they steal for a living in airports. However, it's now morphed into one of those, honestly, I get emails from people asking me quite literally, I read your blog every day, what is your blog about? I cover aviation security extensively. I cover Middle Eastern Airlines fairly extensively. And what's interesting is what people always say, the TSA is after me. I'm one of those, I literally had 2 TSA special agents in the Office of Law Enforcement who were both former Secret Service in my house 3 times in 2 days, who removed my computer, had the Secret Service strip my hard drive because I had published a security directive, which the legality of it was if you work in the industry, you can't publish it, but I don't technically work in the industry. Thereby, I'm fair game. They were trying to period a sentence to me. I mean, I've published other security directives. Possibly my favorite is publishing a directive 3 days before it was released internally. And when I contacted the agency and said, look, I'm reading the directive. You guys are going to ban printer cartridge ink. On Monday at 12 noon, here is the directive number. Can I get a comment? The official comment back was, that's ridiculous. Why would we do that?
And
then on Monday, it was made official, and I was correct. They kept telling me, you're going to look like an idiot.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I was right. When people say the TSA is after them, I said, they've been in my house. I have been detained at airports, not patted down. I have been physically detained and told you cannot leave the terminal by the Office of Law Enforcement. And other such issues. I mean, there was something another journalist covered about me where we had physical proof that TSA was in my email, reading my email without a warrant.
Wow. And so they've targeted you because you blogged about them, basically.
You know, they target anybody with a logical brain and security would say you want to know where I'm getting the information from, actually. And honestly, if you read my blog post about Ian getting stopped, nowhere online did you ever say what airport you were at. And if you read my blog post, I point out that at 7:45 a.m. you were stopped at gate 109 at Newark.
When he called me on the phone, he knew what gate we were at. He was just verifying the airport. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he seemed to... I'm sorry, Fish. Fish, we're going to have a little cutout with your phone there. Can you find some better place to stand or something? Lift one leg or something? What's that?
Is that better?
Yeah, it seems like better. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. You know, when I called, I was calling to verify your flight number. I needed to verify that you were on United Flight 4191 from Newark.
Okay.
But nowhere else online had anybody ever mentioned even what airport you were at. And I got this information from somebody who was able to track down that you were patted down by a behavior detection officer at 7:45 a.m. at gate 109.
Interesting.
So when I say that I cover the TSA fairly extensively and I have moles...
Yeah.
The agency that gives me a lot of good information, I'm pretty good at what I do.
Sounds like it.
So, and this is what I
didn't even know what flight I was on.
Yeah,
nice.
I didn't either. I had to go look at the ticket. So I had to, and he like gave me choices. It really seemed like this guy knew what he was talking about. He could very well be a government plant for all I know, but, I mean, seems like he knows what he's talking about. What I did on Friday, and I don't care if you are, what I did on Friday, though, is I asked for for anybody to call in and please pull me down off this ledge, because what I believe is that Ian has been targeted for speech issues. And the reason I believe that is I'm a convicted killer, having spent 9 years in prison, and they're pulling Ian over and shaking him down. So therefore, it can't be his minuscule little arrest record that they were shaking him down for. It must be the fact that he is the more radical of the two on Free Talk Live. That was the conclusion that I came to.
It's not. The TSA has something called the PARIS system, the Performance and Results Information System, kind of works hand-in-hand with what the DHS calls the Tactical Information Sharing System, or the TIS system. What they do is they scrub for information, and the reason Ian gets pulled over and stopped has everything to do with, I mean, his charges are minor, but it's the frequency in which the cluster of charges exist. The computer looks at the system and basically says this guy was nailed 3 times in a single morning for contempt of court.
Mm-hmm. 4 years, four or five years ago, though.
Well, I was arrested 4 times in 2010.
Well, that's it. It happens in clusters. It looks at arrest, conviction, jail, all this information, and it happens in clusters. So the murderer never gets stopped because that happened years ago. You haven't done anything since. It's basically one thing. Versus multiple issues simultaneously. So I basically, somebody within their system gave me a complete breakdown of how the system is looking at Ian,
mm-hmm.
Which is quite fascinating. I was aware of both the PARIS system and the TIS system previously, and only really to see why I wasn't being stopped at one point. You know, when you have the feds in your house and you're detained at an airport shortly afterwards, you start wondering, when am I going to start having a problem at the airport?
Sounds reasonable.
So basically you're saying this isn't because of what I've said on the air, as per Mark's suggestion, but because I'm a enemy of the state and an active participant in civil disobedience, and therefore have a fairly decent recent criminal history in their system, even though I haven't harmed anyone else, but just because I have items on that list.
It's how the software works. I've actually written about issues with how they look for things previously. The TSA loves to talk about their BDOs, their behavior detection officers.
Stand by if you don't mind. Hang on. I want to bring you back here if you can stick with us for a little bit. We've got more with Fish here in a moment. And if you've got a question for him, do you mind taking calls in case somebody calls him?
Absolutely.
All right, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. If so, be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Though, as we do when our guests, we do have a guest on the show, which is pretty rare. We don't really do guests very often on Free Talk Live. But when we do have a guest on, your calls for the guest come first. After that, it'll be open phones as always, and you can bring up anything at 855-453 Free Talk Live. And those toll-free lines are brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and accounts receivable is a drag for you, Sickle CAI can handle it. The good folks over there will take care of things. Jason Osborne is one of the principals, and he's a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, so give him your business. It's Sickle CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Sickle CAI.
Well, we've got a gentleman on the line here with us. His name is Fish, Stephen Frischling, and his website is flyingwithfish.com, Stephen?
It is .com.
Flyingwithfish.com. You've racked up, according to your bio here, over 1 million miles since you started to track it back in 2005. And so you're somebody who's had a lot of experience with being in and out of TSA checkpoints and actually apparently having the feds even come into your home and raid your computer for information because I guess they don't like that you're publishing things about them or publishing memos that haven't even been officially released yet.
When somebody gets on a plane with a bomb in their underwear, they typically don't like somebody else seeing their security directive and publishing it and telling people how to get around it.
Yeah, and so they've attempted to intimidate you, and apparently that hasn't worked because you continue to report on this.
They were actually getting very angry. They were sitting in my house late at night, and I was tweeting everything they were talking to me about.
You were what?
Like
tweeting it?
I'm sitting there with my iPhone tweeting out everything that's going on, and they go, "What are you doing? I'm tweeting it. Stop. No. You know, you're here with a civil subpoena, not a criminal warrant, and you're in my house. So, you know..." It was an interesting experience. What's interesting is there's a gentleman, Chris Elliott, who's a travel journalist who is, or I think he still is, the National Geographic Traveler Ombudsman. He writes for the Washington Post and other people. And he had the TSA come to his house once, and he had just called me and said, "Look, they were just here about the directive," because we published it like almost like a minute and a half apart from each other. And I said, "No, I haven't seen a thing." And with that, I watched a typical government sedan pull into my driveway and was like, "I've got to go. They're here." You know, it was sort of surreal just to have him saying, "They're coming." "No, no, I'm fine." "Oh, no, they're a fence here."
Did you have kids at that point?
I still have three kids. They were here. They were around. My youngest was with me the whole time because I was home alone for most of it. The other two were upstairs, but it was... And then they came back twice the next day and removed my computer from my house. I brought it to the Secret Service lab, who, by definition, should have not physically entered the computer. However, they not only physically removed my hard drive, they screwed the whole thing up because they gave me the cloned hard drive back into my computer, which I only know about because it stopped working, and I called my local repair place, who had just replaced my hard drive and went, "This isn't your hard drive. The serial number doesn't match."
Wow.
And the technician from the Secret Service had initialed and dated, as per protocol, the inside of my computer and the hard drive.
So you're saying they weren't supposed to go physically into your computer, but they did anyway?
They were allowed to enter only if they did it basically by a data cable. They could clone it through a cable, not physically into the computer. They physically entered the computer, removed the hard drive, and gave me the cloned hard drive back.
Well, it's not like you can do anything about it, right?
I guess you're not good friends with really high-powered lawyers, huh?
Actually, the person who was dealing with it, his whole job is defending people against the CIA. He happened to be really good friends with my brother. So I didn't call anybody except my brother. Other brother is a lawyer. And my brother's friend, who only deals with federal security issues, saw me in the New York Times and the Washington Post and went, "Your brother has a TSA in his house. Why isn't he calling me? This is what I do for a living." So
in that case, are you counter-suing them or something, or what's going on there?
We had an out-of-court agreement that they will go away. And, I'm still waiting for them to come back for certain things. I mean, there are things like the whole knife issue. Very often when I travel, I will photograph a knife that I constantly fly with for the past 3 years in airports, on planes, and either tweet it, blog it, and I always make sure if it's on Twitter to send it directly to the TSA to show them, "This is the flight I am on, here is the knife. I am, I sent a picture to a Wall Street Journal journalist because he was joking with the knife the night before with me at a restaurant, and I sent him a picture the next morning and said, "Here I am at Chicago, here, airport, it's like 7:30 in the morning, I'm at gate 16, here's me and my knife with the knife open in front of a picture of a plane." I do this constantly. It's one of those, like, when are you guys going to see this and show up at the gate?
How many times have you gotten through TSA security with the knife?
Oh, well over 300.
Now, how many times have they caught you?
Never.
Point of clarification, is it in your bag, your carry-on bag that they're scanning, or is it on your person?
It's out in public on my keychain.
And the keychain is...
With my keychain.
So it's right there in that little bin? You just put it in there with the rest of your keys?
With my phone, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I should state that I cover the TSA in a very neutral manner. And I mentioned this to Mark previously, when they are being wronged in the media, I will defend them to no end. However, the other way around, I will go after them like a rabid pit bull. Because the only way change is ever going to happen is that if the real instances come to light.
I agree with that completely. And, you know, one of the things about this is, what our concern was is that Ian's name was on, the terrorist watch list. This thing that has been reported on numerous times, at least in the past. I haven't heard about it recently, where people will basically get harassed if their name's on the list. And your claim is there is no terrorist watch list.
Well, there is a no-fly list. There legitimately is a no-fly list. And if you're on the no-fly list, you're not getting on a plane.
Right.
A funny thing to me is that this happened to me 7 times, not entering Japan, but leaving Japan. I would be stopped because there is a Canadian gentleman with a name very similar to mine who matches a physical description to me. Never mind he's Canadian and 10 years older. But I am stopped because they figure... by a number of aspects, I could be him. He is wanted for investigation due to a stock and securities issue in Japan.
Okay. So Japan's catching you.
But I always find it interesting that I was always stopped leaving Japan, never entering Japan.
So
somebody finally, I kept asking, someone explained to me that we're looking for a Canadian gentleman who basically, name is similar, I have a very unique name, it's hard to find someone with my name, but it was like you're close enough that we're just stopping and making sure you're not him.
So where did this legend of the terrorist watch list come from?
It came from the actual no-fly list,
okay.
Which they purged thousands and thousands of people from because there were people who, at one point, Senator Kennedy was on the terrorist list.
Right, yeah.
I remember there was a story about a nun that was on that list or something like that.
And a three-year-old.
A nun, there were numerous kids between ages birth and five, or sorry, the kid's 7 months old.
I love the knives. I love the knives. 300-plus times, 0 times did they catch it, and you're even tweeting to them that you have the knife at the gate and they do nothing about it.
Yep.
That's flyingwithfish.com. Stephen Frischling, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. Really appreciate your time and expertise.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work out there. 855-453.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world,
camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include archives, so you can go back in time and listen to a lot of Free Talk Live, going all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Get as many archives as you like. There's no cost to you except for the time it takes to click those download links over at freetalklive.com. No logging in required. There's no membership fee. You don't have to jump through hoops. You're not forced to watch advertising. It's really free at freetalklive.com. And I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.
Bitcoins are an online, open source, peer-to-peer, digital currency. They are money for the internet. They allow you to, the Bitcoin software, which is the same thing as the Bitcoin currency. You know, Bitcoin, Bitcoin's two things. It's software and it's currency. And you can send and receive money without paying any fees. And you have complete control over your bank account. No bank or government agency or whatever can get in your account. It gives you complete control. As a merchant, no chargebacks. Bitcoins are a final transaction. And that makes them really nice in a lot of ways. So you should go find out about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. And to get a free Bitcoin wallet, go to blockchain.info. The blockchain wallet is you know, encrypted right inside your browser. They don't know how much money you've got in your account or anything like that. It gives you complete control in that way. You don't have to worry about security on your computer with the blockchain wallet. And then with the blockchain wallet, you can send bitcoins to people via their email or your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. It's all for free. It's your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, so the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. There was a story that I wanted to talk about on Saturday night that we didn't get a chance to get to. That's just how the show goes. Sometimes we bring stuff in to talk about, and then you call about what you want, and you can do that because that's the point of the show, Free Talk Live, open phones anytime, 7 nights a week. We're live from 7 to 10 Eastern. So what I wanted to discuss was a follow-up, actually, on a story that we discussed over the summer. Now, there were some protests going on in the Northwest, and some, you know, self-professed anarchists were involved in that, as you may recall. These protests...
Now, these are the black and red anarchists, the people that, you know, socialists pretending to be anarchists.
I'm going to presume that that's who we're talking about here. I mean, I can't say absolutely for certain what the political viewpoint of these individuals is. But there were some protests going on, and as a result of that, they raided some homes of some supposed anarchists in the Northwest. You may recall we discussed this. They came in with you know, a serious squad of cops dressed in military fatigues with machine guns and battle helmets and the whole deal. And why were they raiding these homes? Well, they were looking for what they claimed was anarchist literature. You remember this story?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's very disturbing that the police in this country might be going into people's homes looking for any type of literature. I mean, I suppose bomb-making literature some people might let pass by, but as far as I'm concerned, freedom of the press means freedom of the press, and that includes information on how to build a nuclear weapon.
So the story was disturbing enough on its own, the idea that they are just going into political dissidents' houses and taking their stuff. No one was charged with anything. They were not looking for someone to arrest them for destroying a storefront window or setting a building on fire, as some people who claim to be anarchists might do, as we've seen previously.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
they were not after them for any kind of actual crime. They just wanted to take their literature. It's crazy. But now we know what else has been going on in that particular case. And what's been going on is that the these people that they've been targeting have been targeted further. They did finally come after them. But what they came after them for was to bring them in front of a grand jury for some sort of a questioning, some federal grand jury for
a bit of an inquisition.
Yeah. And essentially, the three people that have thus far been put into federal prison have done so, or have been put into prison, because they did not cooperate with the grand jury's questioning. Because they thought, as many of us do, that they had the right to remain silent.
Apparently not.
Turns out you don't have that right. As we've learned here in New Hampshire, has happened to Jim Johnson, who is the husband of Lauren Canario. Also, it happened to Lauren at some point in the past as well. But there was one time when Jim Johnson was in court. He'd been found guilty of the trespass of 12 situation, where I was arrested and Jim and 10 other people at the jail for walking around the jail. He was found guilty in that situation and was assessed some sort of a fine, like $300 or something like that. And the question was asked of Jim as to whether or not he could pay the fine. He did not answer the question. He told them that he refused to pay, but they wanted to know whether or not he could pay. And they demanded that he fill out a financial affidavit. It's a two-page, you know, front and back, two-page, one-sheet, two-page affidavit asking you about, you know, do you own any assets? Do you have a house? Do you have bank accounts? What kind of assets do you have? Tell us about it. And the idea is you give them this information, and then they will determine whether or not you can pay the fine. So Jim decided he didn't want to testify against himself, you know, Fifth Amendment right to self-incrimination and all that. And he didn't. He didn't fill out this form. Well, as you may recall, they put Jim in a jail cell.
Yep.
In solitary confinement.
Yep.
For 3 weeks of his life until his wife finally broke down and scrounged up some money and ponied it up to get him out.
That's what happened.
There was no right to remain silent. It was, you either fill this form out or you're going to sit in a cage until we feel like letting you out. So that's, it's contempt of court. There's no limit to the amount of time you can spend in jail on that.
Yeah, they'll just keep you locked up.
So that was a shocker for me, right? Like, it's hard for me to be shocked by a lot of the things the government does, but that was one of those shocker kind of moments for me. Like, whoa, don't they say every time they arrest somebody, you have the right to remain silent? Well, actually, the truth is they don't. Not every time they arrest you. They're supposed to tell you that before they question you. Those are the Miranda rights, mm-hmm. and the only time they have to read your Miranda rights to you is if they're going to engage in questioning. If they're not going to question you, then they don't have to read you that right. But everybody's heard this a million times, right? You've heard it on Cops, on television. You've heard it on every Hollywood movie. You've heard it on television cop shows. I mean, it's pretty constant. You have the right to remain silent. Most Americans don't know what their rights are. But I think if you ask them about that one, they've heard of it before. I'm going to go out on that limb and say most Americans have heard of that one.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But it's nonsense. It's totally not true. And now there's a young lady and a couple of her friends who are going to be spending 18 months in federal prison for exercising the supposed right to remain silent. Here's a story from Salon.com. Today is October 10th, 2012, and I'm ready to go to prison, announced 24-year-old Leah Lynn Plant yesterday. By Thursday morning, the Portland activist was in custody and could remain incarcerated in federal prison for 18 months, although she has not been charged with a crime. Along with two others in the Pacific Northwest, Plant was remanded into federal custody for her refusal to provide a grand jury testimony regarding activists in the region. Matt Duran and Katio Olgnik were jailed in previous weeks for, like Plant, refusing to cooperate with a grand jury. All three are now being held in federal prison because, not because they're being punished for crime, but as the National Lawyers Guild Executive Director Heidi Boghossian told me earlier this year, to coerce cooperation. Writing for Truth Out in August about the Northwest grand juries and those resisting cooperation, I noted that grand juries are among the blackest boxes in the federal judiciary system. The closed-door procedures are rare instances in which an individual loses the right to remain silent. I don't think it's that rare. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can be compelled to testify, or else. We'll give you more about her story and what she's going through, what she went through, and what others are as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
fill buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for
solar storms,
nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Shealy,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves if you like. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Sharing with you a really disturbing story. One of the most outrageous, I think, that I can recently recall. I mean, the government just keeps topping itself and how ridiculous and horrible that it can be to innocent, peaceful people who've never harmed another human being. And in this case, are not even accused of harming another human being. We're talking about a young lady named Leah Lynn Plant. She's 24. And to describe Leah, she is a cute, attractive, you know, fairly thin young lady. I mean, she is not the kind of girl you'd expect to see in prison. 18 months in maximum security SeaTac prison in the Northwest, in I think it's the Seattle area.
All for choosing not to testify against her friends and compatriots.
Who knows what they would have ended up asking her.
Right.
They presumably would have asked her questions about her friends and whatever sort of activism they were doing.
In front of a grand jury.
Right. In front of a federal grand jury. She decided she did not want to cooperate with that. And as a result, she's been charged with civil contempt and has been locked away for what could be a full 18-month stay. But, of course, it's contempt of court. So, you know, if the judge feels like it tomorrow, he could let her out. But that's not going to happen. They are punishing her for not doing as she was told.
So why is it 18 months? I mean, why can't they just keep her in prison for life?
Well, that's a good question. And apparently the reason why is because that's the length of time the grand jury is impaneled.
Oh, my goodness.
So they can keep her for that entire time frame. Now, according to the story here over at Salon.com, she's, by the way, the third of three. So, you know, maybe they're not even done yet. I don't know how many other people they're going to go after. But she was not the first. She's the third. So there are already two other people who are associated with this group of supposed anarchists that are in jail, that are in prison at this point. So the closed-door procedures are rare instances in which an individual loses the right to remain silent. That's a statement the author makes here at Salon.com. And I think that's an incorrect statement. I think this happens more often than people realize. It's happened to somebody I know who's an activist, Jim Johnson. And it happens to people
who don't go along with what they're told to do by the state. If you
the Supreme Court of the United States has demanded that you identify yourself to police.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, in and of itself, a violation of the right to remain silent. I mean, if you indeed had the right to remain silent, a police officer would say, you have the right to be secure within yourself. You don't have to identify yourself to a police officer. I mean, that would be words coming out of my mouth. And if I have the right to remain silent, then I don't have to do that.
Right.
I could hand over my ID, but there's no, as I understand, no law in the country that says you actually have to give your ID to a police officer if you're not in a car.
The Bartholomew brothers went to jail for not handing over ID, or they were arrested in California and found guilty for not handing over ID out in California. So basically what the courts and the government people are telling you here is you do not have a right to remain silent. In fact, you are obligated to speak when we ask questions of you, except under one circumstance. What the full statement should be when you're arrested and questioned by the police, the Miranda rights, is that you have the right to remain silent only in this situation. You have the right to remain silent only after we've arrested you and we are ready to question you. Because that's the only time, by all evidence, that you actually have the right to remain silent.
It would seem.
Because the rest of it, the whole idea that you have a general right to remain silent, the idea that you have the right to conscience, the right to be able to own yourself and refuse to cooperate with tyranny, refuse to cooperate with aggressors, that's all just nonsense. There is no right to remain silent. In any other situation besides you being questioned by the police after an arrest, you have no right to remain silent. That's what all the courts are saying.
So if you question this, if you're sitting there questioning in your mind, well, what kind of person doesn't talk to the police? I need you to step back for a second and imagine that badges and silly hats don't make somebody good, right, just, of pure heart, virtuous. That it doesn't mean those. Just because it's the government doing something doesn't mean they're doing something good. Now, you may think what they're doing is good in that particular instance, but you don't have the advantage of history. You can't look back and see what they're doing. Because let's peer back on history in the United States government and some of the things it's done, like incarcerate Japanese citizens during World War II,
mm-hmm.
like drive the Indians off their land over and over again by telling lie after lie after breaking treaty over and over again with these people. I mean, if you take a look at what the United States government has done to individuals in certain circumstances, the communists during the 50s and, you know, anarchists during the 30s and all, excuse, 20s, 10s, teens, whatever, back then, all kinds of people with all kinds of different thought processes have been treated badly by your beloved United States government. And I guarantee you it's going on right now. And you don't know about some of what's going on. So if you pass judgment on what's going on, you are necessarily passing judgment on something that you know not, you have an incomplete amount of information.
And how could you? How could you have the information? Because most of this stuff happens behind closed doors.
But that won't stop people from making decisions. They say you should participate with the state's attorney. He's trying to do good things. The government has given him an ID. He must be a good person.
Most of this stuff happens behind closed doors in courtrooms where most people aren't there. The average person, when they go to court, is not accompanied by 20 or 30 people, as is frequently happens up here in New Hampshire, thanks to the Free State Project. There are not journalists sitting there covering your trial. They're not. I mean, that's just how it is. Most trials, if you even go to trial, most of these trials are completely unannounced, and people don't know it's happening. They don't know the absolute ridiculous travesties of justice that that go on within these courtrooms. So I think this is way more common. But anyway, as was the case, this is from Salon.com, with the Northwest grand jury resistors, the grand jury can grant a subpoenaed individual personal immunity. Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination are therefore protected, but silence is not. In these instances, refusal to speak can be considered civil contempt. Non-cooperators can be jailed for the 18-month length of the grand jury. So, just to be clear, this young lady was given immunity. And in return for that, they told her she has to talk.
Okay.
So we've given you immunity, sweetie. Now you've got to tell us everything you know about all your friends and what they do. And if you don't, we've got a nice cold cage waiting for you in the SeaTac prison. She didn't ask for immunity.
Disturbing.
She didn't ask for it. She didn't cut a deal. You're right. She didn't say, hey, I'll tell you everything I know if you grant me immunity, and then not tell them anything. They just granted her immunity and then expected her to just blab all over the place.
Yeah, and I love how the government does this with the granting of immunity. What does the government know about this young lady? I mean, if they know enough to grant her immunity, then they don't need her information, right? I mean, they've got whatever evidence they've got. They don't need her information. So, and if they don't know enough, then what in the world would they be granting immunity for? If this woman is a lawbreaker, then she needs to go, you know, or an evil person harming people, she needs to go to prison, right?
No accusations of lawbreaking against her.
But then I don't need your immunity from anything. Thank you very much.
The arbitrary issuing of subpoenas, according to an attorney, to activists and pressuring them to divulge information about others in secret proceedings extends to arresting them when they decide to resist. This, according to the attorney, she says that means the grand jury subpoena process has a star chamber quality. Lawyers, scholars, and activists alike have long complained about the use of federal grand juries as tools for political repression. The case of the Northwest grand jury resistors is now well known in activist and anarchist circles across the country. As I wrote in August, the Seattle grand jury subpoenas were served in late July when the FBI and a joint terrorist task force conducted a series of raids on activist homes and squats in Portland, Olympia, and Seattle with warrants seeking out computers, phones, black clothing, and anarchist literature.
Black clothing.
By the way, Julia joining us. Good evening.
Good evening.
Nice to have you here. I had to come a little bit late from work, so thanks for coming in tonight.
Yes.
We're talking about a young lady and a couple friends. This lady we're talking about is the third of three to go to prison for 18 months for refusing to essentially drop a dime on her friends or just even talk to the grand jury. So, yeah.
What is the black clothing? Does that mean something that I don't think it means, or does it just literally mean black clothing?
They were looking for literature and other things back in the summertime after some protests that happened in the Northwest. They raided anarchist homes and took all of their anarchist literature and other things like black clothing and stuff like that on some kind of an investigative warrant. They never made any arrests in those cases. They just went into people's homes and took all their stuff.
What is anarchist literature? What qualifies as?
If you've ever been to the Keene Activity Center, there's some documents on the wall in one of on one of the walls there. They're called zines.
It?
They're like pieces of paper folded in half, a few pieces of paper stapled together. These are frequently found in anarchist circles.
They're pamphlets.
They're pamphlets. Yeah, just information.
People, you know, educating people on stuff. I mean, so, I think that most of these people are probably socialists parading as anarchists. But,
maybe
you know,
so.
Whatever.
I don't know. We've never talked to this lady, so we don't know. But she does have a few
words
to say.
She might be a libertarian and parading an anarchist.
She does have a few words to say for herself, and we'll actually hear directly from her here in moments. Hour 2's next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.